Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a pan-African voodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my personal ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. I and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is. I say, I shall. I say. Today is Monday, August 21st, 2017. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, in this beautiful, eccentric, lovely, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I'm always humbled and honored and appreciative by those who join me here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, revolutionary Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes, here on blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, please do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to unmute your mic and bring you into this square circle of God and goddesses here on this moon day, this Monday, this lunar eclipse day, August 21st, 2017. I do want to talk about the eclipse just a little bit, but I also want to talk about our own shadow side, how the effects of the eclipse will play out on us personally, culturally, at the government level. We see people acting real crazy right now. We see Korea acting crazy. We see the president acting crazy. People are truly stepping out of themselves, or sort of out of sorts, by the pre-energy, the forward motion of this energy associated with the eclipse. And it will continue for some days after the eclipse, with the most intense point being during the eclipse itself, when the radiation, the rays, the light, if you will, to sort of simplify it, is more focused. Because that area is covered, that light is more focused, and we're getting a totally different ray of energy, a totally different spectrum of color that we deal with when we are under an eclipse. I have some notes here, so please forgive me, those of you who might be concerned about me trying to read while I'm talking. Every year we witness some number of eclipses, and I'm going to go into detail about two distinct types of eclipses, if you will. A number of solar eclipses, lunar eclipses that are either partial or total. The visibility of any given eclipse is usually limited to some geographic area on Earth. So often the eclipses aren't seen everywhere collectively. They might see it in the southern hemisphere, and we might not see it in the northern. They might see it in another part of the world to the east or to the west, and we might not see it here. So it's stronger and more intense when you are able to witness, to see, or in the direct path, if you will, of the energy associated with an eclipse. Viewing an eclipse generates a great deal of interest in the wider community. This is prompted by our attempt to understand the spiritual nature of ourselves, but also the physical nature of ourselves. The microcosm mirrors the macrocosm. How what happens in the cosmos, in the universe, then affects how we live, how we act, how we operate here on Earth today. Some would even associate astrology to that understanding and why we pay attention to planetary motion and movement, space movement, and how that then translates to the effect it has on us here on Earth. We conducted spiritual research to understand the spiritual significance and the effect of eclipses on mankind. The first thing that came to light through spiritual research is that physical, apparent to our eyes, eclipses, as we talked about just a moment ago, are not the only type of eclipse. There are subtle, intangible eclipses as well. These subtle eclipses are caused by the powerful spirit, ghosts, jinn, demons, negative energy that exists in dark matter, that exists in our world, that aren't always readily visible to the physical eye. Often when we look at the emotional and energetic changes that are manifesting through people right now, through some people's actions and behaviors right now, suggest outside intervention, outside interference, outside streams of energy that we normally have a more balanced response to, that we normally aren't immediately open up to in the way that we are doing a time of an eclipse. The first thing that comes to, again, is the physical, and then there's the spiritual. You often hear me say there's a literal understanding and the figurative understanding. There is a intellectual understanding, and then there's an application of what we say we understand that shows up in our demonstration. That is affected not only by our spirit, but also by our diet and what we eat, how much hydration we're getting, how much water and fluid you're taking into your body. Often not being physically whole can then taint your spiritual eye. Again, we're still existing in a physical body. We're still existing in the realm of science, if you will, from a physical perspective. But at the conscious level, we're God. At the conscious level, we are spirit, and so we are much more open up to, much more affected and affected by what happens first in our mind, first how we think a thing, how we see a thing, how we understand, how we understand a thing to be. We then project that like God's onto our creation, onto our universe. We can both look at the same thing and get different perspectives of understanding. The scientists and the astronomers will be sky watching and looking at the sky from a scientific perspective. They're suggesting that you wear a protective eye covering and not risk burning your retinas trying to view the eclipse. But then you have those of you who are operating in the realm of spirit, ritual, magic, religion, another understanding, if you will, metaphysical, quantum metaphysical understanding, where indeed what happens in the physical realm, whether it be on Earth or in the sky, ultimately affects what happens here. And I wanted to talk about the shadow side of who we are, that part of us that we discussed, I believe on last show or maybe the day before, that we often neglect the darker areas of who we ourselves are, the deeper mysteries, not only of just ourselves as individuals, our lives and why we're here and why we exist and why do we have consciousness and why did God create and why did the universe create? We acknowledge Orisha Oko today, among many other spirits. And the Oko energy is the essence of cleaning chaos to create order. Orisha Oko is the deity of the farm. Farming represents order extracted from the chaos of nature, of wilderness, if you will. And within the myriad of kaleidoscope energy, the various colors that exist within a beam of light, within energy that encompasses our universe, the energy of Oko is critically important to our daily lives, our daily functions. It is order that allows us to create peace and harmony, as well as to make better decisions. Orisha Oko is directly connected with maintaining the spiritual well-being of the home and of the community and the family. Orisha Oko has strength within its matrix to keep the balance of the negative and the positive forces. The honeybee and the scorpion represent Orisha Oko energy. Oko energy is also associated with the Ibeji, the divine twins, if you will, and with Osenyen. The Ibeji Oko twins will give one the ability to balance the spirits, to balance male and female, to balance your masculine and feminine counterparts, to balance your maternal wisdom with your paternal wisdom that exists within you. Our parents placed it within us first at the cellular level, at the biological level, then at the spirit level. And a great deal of this often gets locked away and cased away in the realm that I call the shadow side. The use of the sweetness of honeybee to attract what is needed, when needed, and then the use of the sting to protect, to guard, to defend. The use of the sting of the scorpion to rid our lives of what is not necessary at times. We are flooded with information. First, at the biological level, at the physical level, we are taking in, breathing in, absorbing energy like radiation from people, places, and things every single day. But then we are also, from the inward out, we should be, from the inward out, focalizing that energy. Some of you who are doing meditation, who understand yoga, who understand the chakra system and the movement of light, the first isolated chakra, this will be your fourth chakra, your heart chakra, your fifth chakra, or your vocal chakra, your sixth chakra, or your third eye. But you first localize the chakra, and you're going to start with the base chakra first, in most cases, and then you make sure that wheel is spinning clearly, unobstructed, unblocked, in the correct direction, in the correct rotation, and then you move on up. It's symbolized by the serpentine spirit, the kundalini spirit, the symbol of the snake making its way up the spinal cord. It's representative of it can also be representative of humanity's transition from possibly alien nature or animal nature, as science would have us to believe. We came out of the waters of Olokun, out of the depths of the shadow side, the mystery, out of the depths of the unknown. And we crystallize that at the third eye center, which is often represented by a triangle or pyramid at the third eye center with an eye in the middle, representing that energy in a healthy, balanced way, flowing to the top and then emerging first in our vision, what we see, what we understand, what we can make sense of, what we can apply, and then that shows up in your ultimate demonstration. Peace and blessings back to you. I welcome each and every one of you. I thank those of you who are on the phone line. Feel free to raise your hand at any moment. Press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to bring you into the conversation. Changes can come as a sudden surprise. We often call that sudden change and transformation. We hang that on Oya. Sometimes we hang that on Shango. Or changes may build up gradually. But the notion of new beginnings is what is most accentuated during a time of eclipse. Solar eclipses are a positive cosmic influence. However, they can also be unsettling, destabilizing, and challenging. The moon is quite literally and energetically blocking the sun's rays. So expect the experience of intensity, heightened guttural feeling, things that happen that you feel in your second chakra, your second and third chakras. Feelings of emotion, feelings of intuition, feelings associated with our animal nature. The moon, as you may well know, moves and creates the motions of tides, also creates some of the tilting and the balance of the planet itself. So we not only have to look at sun energy, but we also have to look at moon energy. And now the subsequent twinning, the Ebages, together in position during the time of an eclipse. Being a total solar eclipse, the sun is in full force. The sun is a huge ball of light, life force energy, and represents higher consciousness. So during a solar eclipse, the pattern for us energetically is similar to this. First, we have an intense power outage that knocks you right out. Then it's followed by a heightened resonance and amped up power surge. In other words, you go through a cycle of great intensity that leads to amplified light and growth. It is said that solar eclipses bring a focus or spotlight on a male who plays a major role in your life. This could be a husband, the father, the male boss, misogynistic energy, structures dominated by men. So an eclipse also strengthens our connection to the goddess, the moon energy, which is now covering and dominating the sun at high noon, dominating those gold rays at high noon with that moonstone intensity, with that intuitive intensity. So people who are vibrating at a higher spirit level, who do regular spirit work, who are accustomed to operating in the spirit realm, don't feel quite as out of sorts in this change. People who tend to be more first, second, and third chakra oriented, more logical than they are spiritual, more mathematical than they are intuitive, might feel and experience this change, this shift also, but in a very different and distinct way. I'm going to go to my phone lines. I am going to acknowledge hands raised. We are also broadcasting for simulcast and archived on YouTube. So I hope that my YouTube listeners can hear my callers through speaker. I'm going to put them on speaker. I'm going to call out your area code now. And if there's more than one person in your area code, I'll also call out the first three numbers of your phone. I'm now opening the mic for 586. 586 area code. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is Dominic, brother. I'm calling from Detroit.
Peace and blessing, brother Dominic from Detroit. Abargani.
How are you today, brother?
All is a blessing. All is a blessing. Did you have a question or comment?
I just wanted to add that the eclipse, it also provides an opportunity for the things that have been growing in our subconscious, because the moon rules the subconscious mind, to come to the forefront and not be blinded out by our conscious mind and what we desire to do as human beings. So it really feeds the spiritual time, and it also gives you a time to purge, as you were saying, because a lot of stuff we repress goes into our subconscious.
Yeah, I absolutely believe that. A great deal of what we suppress goes into our subconscious. We're often, particularly within our community, uber sensitive to propaganda, subliminal messages, and we talk about it a lot. We toss that idea a lot. And indeed, those things are always at work, particularly in this society. But then there's a greater level of energy that is operating at that deeper level within this, within that shadow side that I described, that we are not conscious to, not willing to pay attention to, not willing to discern, not willing to make sense of. We live in the day of God self. We live in the day of goddess self. We live in the day of supremacy. And we talk about white supremacy, but we also talk about, particularly in our social media circles, self-supremacy and how we are in control of our own ship, how we are in control of our own destiny, how we are doing our own thing. But rarely do you hear people share, talk about going into that dark area, challenging their own misconceptions, challenging their own self-deceptions, challenging their own willingness to sort of allow others to do the study, to do the homework, and not do that for ourselves. We have the convenience now of audio, video, listening to, absorbing to. Once upon a time, you know, when an elder died, you know, a library was burnt to the ground. A library disappeared. Volumes and wealth of information was lost. And we gave a lot of power to our archaeologists, our researchers, who often did not look like us, did not represent us, to then go out into the world and give definition to things, make sense of things, explain unknown things and deeper mysteries to us. And we've embraced that information in many cases wholly. Now, we don't accept responsibility for that at the conscious level. Many people say, oh, well, I don't even have a TV. I don't watch TV. Oh, well, I don't watch the news. You know, that's a bunch of, you know, bullshit and malarkey. But we are still receiving signals, receiving information, hearing voices, both from within, but also from without, our friends, our family, society, our bosses, our government, our presidents, our rulers, our leaders, our spiritual teachers, our activists, if you will. But there's also an inner, in that dark shadow side, voice that's going on. Well, you're still hearing your mama. You're still hearing your daddy. You're still hearing your grandma. You're still hearing the person who raised you. You're negative or positive. Those voices have to be addressed more than just silence. And particularly if we look at it as energy. Energy is not created or destroyed. Energy, all energy that will ever exist is already here. It already exists within us. It exists within the planet. It exists within the sun. It exists within the cosmos. All energy that will ever be is already here. So we're going through a process, literally and figuratively, of recycling that. And when I was explaining the eclipse a little bit earlier in the show, forgive me for being a little hoarse, I talked about it being a cyclical process that we engage in regularly, but it's more pronounced when we have an eclipse. It's more pronounced when we have some solar event that we can stop and view and witness with our eyes. And so that's one of the things I like about you, Brother Dominic, and Joshua, and many others who listen and participate regularly in this show, is that we're in a constant state of learning and relearning to bring some foundation to your understanding, to your demonstration. And as beings in motion, as the moon and the sun are in motion, as the earth is in motion, as we too are in motion, the goalpost is constantly being moved. So once you feel you've dropped your anchor somewhere, but once you feel you've mastered an understanding of something somewhere, you then step behind the winning position. You're now in the position of losing because the game is constantly in motion. It's a effort in catch-up for many of us when we come into what we call consciousness. And let me go back to the eclipse real quick to sort of drive home my point before I lose time here on the show. You have the sun energy, which we normally experience on its 12-hour, 24-hour rotation.
whether we have clouds or rain, overcast or blue skies, the sun does what it does. It does it in regular pattern, and so we're already a part of that cycle. The moon does what it does. Some would suggest the moon pulls even at a deeper level to the woman who has the monthly flow, who is a part of the cycle of life, if you will, who is closer to that moon energy, and now the moon is covering in union, in an embrace, the sun energy. There is, to some degree, depending on where you are physically, some light that still comes through. And that's why the warning from the meteorologist is that you're at even more danger looking at the partial eclipse than you are actually looking at the actual eclipse full on itself. Because then that light is now focused. Imagine holding a quartz crystal, which I've done many times, and sit in a park and sit in the bright sun. And at some point, you get to the right angle. That light, just as it would in a compass, some of you campers, wilderness survivalists know how to start a fire with a magnifying glass. That light is then beamed through a prism, the crystal, the quartz crystal ball, sphere being the prism. It can also be done with other a piece of glass, a shiny piece of metal, if you know what you're doing and how to handle it, how to hold it, and you can focus, harness the power of the sun into a beam of light, and that's what creates the fire. You're holding your crystal ball in the sun, and you feel that burn. That's that focused prism of light. So the danger in the partial eclipse is that now the power of the sun is being forced through that sliver, through that hole that's still open, a narrowing that being like a prism, and that focalizes the power, that focalizes the strength. As I'm hearing myself speak, I'm thinking about the symbolism, Brother Dominic, of what is being said, and how that applies to what you brought into the conversation. It ain't comfortable standing under that beam of light. It's not comfortable standing right in the direct sun. And many of us as humans are just not at that place. And part of our journey for being human, for being here, for being God and Goddess, choosing to come into physicality in the form of earth, in the form of humanity, and live a human existence for a set period of time, a part of the reason we do that, we chose that, we're called to that, is to focus that light, is to focus that beam. I'd rather look at the challenges and go through the challenges. That's usually how I attack a test. I figure out what the easy parts are, what I know, what I study, what makes sense. I save those. And I go right in for the most hardest, the most challenging questions first. And I would like to believe that's how I live life. Now, I've had some challenges. I've been homeless. I've been on the street. I was a teenage runaway. I've been in bad scenarios. I survived and lived through Katrina. And so all of our challenges, all as a blessing, come to focalize that energy, to focalize that power. It's that eclipse when your intuition, when your spirit side, when your emotional side steps in front of your sun energy, logic, wisdom, reason. The sun energy is often given masculine connotations, masculine energy. The sun is feminine energy. But we also look at wisdom, logic, math, intelligence as being golden energy. Sun energy. There's ego attached with that. Women often can come together, be emotional, be empathetic, be sympathetic, provide a cathartic environment for each other in the way that men, particularly in this culture and society, have been taught not to do based on that overwhelming sun energy. And so it is that that leads to the myths, stories, the rumors about insanity. And let me tell you, this is an insane eclipse. We think about Korea and the actions that came through Korea just in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Trump and the actions of Trump just in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Look at your neighbors. Look at your friends. Look at some of the behavior on social media. This is a lunatic, lunar solar eclipse. It is definitely going straight for the jugular in terms of consciousness, straight for the third eye. I believe it's testing where people truly are in their belief, where people truly are in lining up your beliefs with your demonstration. Would you believe? Would you agree with me on that, Dominic?
Yeah, and I believe that it occurring in Leo has a lot to do with it, because you know the sign of Leo, it brings about egos, and egos can make people crazy and make people pompous and make people feel like they're more important and more self-righteous, and everybody wants to hog the limelight.
And that, of course, is the most extreme form. Ego also shows up in very small, quiet ways. When we think we have a routine, when we think we have an understanding of something, and we sort of operate blindly in it. You know, it could be, you know, going about your chores, going about your routine from home to work. We can sort of get comfortable, and we miss small details. Let me tell a quick story, since I do have some time. There was a demonstration, and I'm not sure what TV program it was on, but they put children in a room, in their house, living room, and put them on a device, a laptop, cell phone, smartphone, and then had their parent or their older sibling dress up in crazy costumes and enter and leave the room many times to see if the child, the person with the device, would respond and would notice. And let me tell you, not one kid noticed. And don't get lost. Don't get stuck on, oh, well, it was children. No, adults do the exact same thing. We have an attorney commercial here in New Orleans. And the attorney comes on, and he's talking real fast like an auto salesman. And then they black him out. And then he asks you questions as you would be asked if you had to give a description of the perpetrator. But did I have on cufflinks? What color was my tie? You know, what color was my suit jacket? You know, most people miss those details. That's a part of the shadow side. And where ego comes into play is we're much more likely to miss that with ourselves. Much more likely. Oh, well, I know how to count. I can trust my own understanding. I can trust my own way of looking at. There's a relative reality to that, where we all have to have enough ego and enough self-motivation and enough self-gumption to get up and explore and do the work. But it can't stop there. You know, we got to really get in there and get to the root of things. Me and Joshua were talking earlier about study and researching and the various ways to sort of look at that and comment that. And one of my questions is, how much research do we really do? And particularly today, we got Wikipedia, we got Google, and we got Bing, and we got, you know, well, I'll Google it. And I do it. We all do it. It's easy access. But I spend a lot of time rereading, researching. You know, you post a lot of really creative articles, a lot of powerful articles, a lot of conscious material, a lot of cultural material, Dominic, on your page. I don't just read the post. I then go and Google that subject. I then go and Google words or people or places associated with that subject. And so we've been tricked to some degree to take a 7-Eleven approach to spirituality and religion, a 7-Eleven approach to consciousness. Americans don't chart very high in terms of intelligence with other cultures when it comes to math and science. we need to look at that. Math and science play a huge part in understanding spirituality and religion, in understanding culture.
And
I invite anyone else,
if you
please.
Go ahead,
Dominic. I was just going to invite our other callers to, if they wanted to just press the number one and please join the conversation. Go ahead, Dominic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and it's good that you mentioned that about America's place in math and science, because I was pondering that the other day. You know, America is the only place where they use inches and miles. They created a whole different system of measurement and everything than everybody else in the world. We don't even use the metric system. The
right.
metric system isn't really taught to,
right.
to our children until junior high. So if you were to go abroad, you would have to even change how you think to adapt. They make it real uncomfortable for people to even want to leave here because it's so much that you have to learn to adapt.
Yeah, I agree. And again, that's a part of technology. You know, sometimes
yes,
they'll start a fire on the left to distract you from what's happening on the right. You know, start a war, you know, in one part of the world so that you forget or you stop focusing on another part of the world. It's a distraction. And those distractions take on thought forms. Sometimes even in our conversation, we get distracted by details that in the end of the day, in the face of revolution, don't really matter. We get distracted by details, the look of a thing or who said it, as opposed to going to the root of the material. We have to balance that sun energy and that moon energy. Absolutely be fire, be a lion, be a warrior, you know, but be a truth warrior, you know, do that. But don't then black out that lunar energy, your maternal energy, that maternal instinct that we all receive through our mothers. You know, much of our intuition is influenced by our mothers, whether it be through your DNA or through application, you know, being in the environment, growing up with your mother, absorbing your mother's behavior. I have many brothers and sisters. I don't like to say stepsisters, half brothers and sisters, but I see strong similarities with my siblings who share a father with me, who did not grow up in the environment around their dad, who did not grow up with him in the way that I did. And in many cases, they act more like him than I do. So even in the absence of that energy, it's still present. It's still a part of who we are. Even in the absence of wisdom, in the absence of sun energy, in the absence of golden energy, in our ignorance, we're still directing and redirecting light. We're still directing and redirecting energy. And today, we have an opportunity quite possibly created and sort of fostered by the internet, where people of like mind, like spirit, like understanding can sort of come together and meet in one place. But we always have to check and double check that energy, that purpose. Don't be the depressed person and all of your friends are depressed and all of your friends only see darkness and all of your friends only see no way out. You then become a product of that environment. We have to test the dark side. We have to go in to that mystery zone and really get clear understanding, not just about world topics and philosophies and events, but who we are as God selves, who we are as representatives of the divine here now walking, manifesting in physical form. Did you have anything else you want to say, Dominic, before I close the show?
No, brother, I'm listening to you.
Well, I certainly appreciate you and everyone who called in today, even if you didn't raise your hand. We certainly appreciate you for being a part of the Power Lunch, Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. Control your emotions. If nothing else, for the next 48 hours, control your emotions. Pay attention to your shadow side and be aware of that satisfy some others as we go through this transition of the eclipse. I want to get out of here before I miss whatever I'm supposed to see and whatever's about to take place. And I'm going to leave you all in close with Congo Square, remembering that all is truly and indeed a blessing.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart, beat, heart, beat, heart, be at this place, be heart, beat, be we, beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, Let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be bambula dance, be bonza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be. Beat, be. Beat,
so.
Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Remember.